Hello and welcome to Pancreas Pals. I'm Emily.
And I'm Christy. We're just two gals in our 20s trying to live our best type 1 diabetic lives.
Every week we tackle a new topic from the diabetic perspective. Although we offer tips, we are not medical professionals, but we also offer plenty of anecdotes and general thoughts about how to embrace the type 1 lifestyle on your own terms.
It's not always easy to do through all of the literal highs and lows, but it does help to have a pancreas pal to turn to.
Hey guys, welcome to Pancreas Pals. Emily here.
And Christy. I say that in the same voice every time. It's been pointed out to me a lot.
You're consistent.
People ask me, do you know that you say it in the same voice? And I'm like, yes, of course. I'm the queen of consistency.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly what people look for in other people. So, I mean, I would hire you. Anyways, welcome to Pancreas Pals. This episode is all about our favorite diabetes accessories and things that we would recommend and all those fun diabetes situational things that you just wouldn't think of if you didn't have diabetes. Did we mention we have diabetes? Did I tell you that?
Type 1.
Christy, who told you? This is like so upsetting. Oh, that's true. You're not wrong. Okay, so let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Christy, would you like to tell everyone your spiel on your favorite accessory?
Well, to be honest, I know I have a tie for two, and anyone who has listened to our episode where I talk about the medical IDs knows what a big, huge, gigantic fan I am of medical IDs. I used to resent them so much because I remember when I was diagnosed in high school, when the doctor was telling me about how important it is to wear a medical ID, I picked a very ugly bracelet because I was like, who even cares, Mom? You just pick it. No offense, Mom. I didn't like that one with like the black wristband and the silver. It just didn't work for me. And also, they were explaining that like when you wear a medical ID, if you wear it as a bracelet, you have to wear it. Like it can be the only piece of jewelry that you have on that arm because you want it to be something that's noticeable to an EMT. And I was in a phase where I was wearing a lot of bracelets, so was not happy about that. Now it's pretty much the only bracelet I wear. Sometimes, and I always wear it on my left wrist. I don't know why. Again, queen of consistency. Sometimes I'll put something on my right wrist, but not too often.
You know, I do the same thing. I think it's because we're both righties.
Maybe that is, and I just don't want the constant like clanking every time I am writing or something.
Yeah.
But yes, it is rose gold, my current medical ID.
You bad and bougie.
It's just pretty. Like I look down at it and I honestly think it just is very pretty. I get a lot of compliments on my bracelet. Little do people know, it's something that makes me feel safe when I'm riding the train home every day. So that's why that is tied for my number one. It really does give me a huge peace of mind. You know, I can do everything in the world to protect myself from being
in a dangerous situation.
Somewhere out. Yeah. And in any kind of dangerous situation. But, you know, I'm a huge peace of mind type of person. If I can get my mind in check with what needs to get done, there's an 85% better chance that that thing will actually get done. And my second favorite accessory, this is going to sound very lame and very childish, but I am nothing if not both of those things. I love my lunchbox. It is an insulated lunchbox, so when I pack my snacks and my insulin in the summer, I can fit it in this cute little bag. It is black and it has little Eiffel Towers on it.
That sounds so cute. What brand is it?
I have no idea. I don't think it's a name brand of any kind. My mom literally just had it beneath the cereal boxes in our pantry at home, and I wanted it, so there you go. It sounds silly, but
no.
A, it really bothers me when my snacks get cold, and B, again, huge peace of mind. I spend sometimes like hours on the train on my commute to work and my commute home, and in the summer months, it makes me so nervous because I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before too. I think it's at least three or four times now that I've had insulin spoil, and there is no worse feeling
than
knowing that you have spoiled insulin. Both two times it was Lantus, once it was Novolog, than just knowing that you have A, spoiled insulin inside of you, and then B, that you wasted this pen and you wasted money and prescription, and there are people out there without insulin, and here you are, you know, with a
Okay, you're too hard on yourself, though. You can't predict the weather.
I know. So, and sometimes
I don't think it even was. You live in Boston. The weatherman's usually wrong there.
I don't even know what to do with Boston anymore. I walk out every day, say Hail Mary, and get on the train.
Love it, live it.
But the point is, it's another peace of mind thing for me. I like knowing that my insulin is safe, and I like my lunchbox because in addition to being cute and having little Eiffel Towers on it, it also, it's one less thing to stress about. Like, is my insulin safe in my bag on this steaming hot train full of other, just full of bodies with the sun coming through the window during commuting hours? Trust me, it gets very warm on there. And it's just one of the first thoughts I have is like, oh my God, like, is my insulin safe? And this way I just know, and I just don't have to worry about it. It's also a good size because I can fit multiple ice packs as well as snacks and insulin. So anyone who is not traveling around, especially for people going to school or people commuting, when you're on the go, you just don't want to have to worry about that. You know, you have enough to worry about in terms of maintaining blood sugar. I think making sure that your supplies are safe and your body is safe are just two things that can take a huge weight off your shoulder. So
you're not wrong.
That's why those two are probably tied for my... my top two, top one.
Top twofer, even though it's not really a two-for-one because they're actually two separate things. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
This episode is provided by Sugar Medical.
Sugar Medical has the goods when it comes to diabetes supplies. With over 35 to 40 styles of cases, carriers, travel bags, and more available at one time, the company has all of your diet needs covered.
From insulated travel cases to Omnipod skins, Sugar Medical hits the sweet spot on diabetes supplies every time. Not to mention it was started by a diabadass lady working to make the world a better place one stray test strip at a time.
Head on over to sugarmedical.com to find the perfect diabetes accessory for you or your diabestie and follow them on Instagram at Sugar Medical. I'm going to go with my top two would have to be, actually, let's not rank. I don't want to rank. Because
yeah, I don't even like know those children. Are my top two. Those are just the first two that come to mind in terms of accessories.
They're like children. You love them all equally, and they have their own purpose.
I know, because I also love my new Sugar Medical bag. I've been using that up a storm.
Yeah, and it's new. And just because it's new doesn't mean that you love it any less. It just means that you've had less time with it. So, yeah, it's like basically... being a younger sibling. I don't know. That felt like it came from a dark place.
I feel like actually my little Sugar Medical kit, for me, it is an actual twofer because I'm glad that I like being able to have my insulin and my meter in one bag.
And it's insulated.
Which is, as I just said with my lunchbox, a huge thing. But that way, double insulation. I'm such a psychopath that actually makes me feel so much better. I'm just thinking about that for the first time now.
Yeah,
my insulin is so safe.
So safe. So for me, my number one is my Sugar Medical case, because it has a trash compartment, the little trash zipper. So head back to season episode 8, I believe it was. We interviewed Carolyn Jagger. I'm probably mispronouncing her last name. That's super embarrassing. Moving on. She is the founder, badass boss lady, who is also a type 1, who started Sugar Medical, and they have all these amazing products. So go on over to their website, sugarmedical.com. We'll also do a little plug for them later. But let me tell you how this has been like a game changer in my relationships, because I no longer have a trail of test strips in my wake. Like, honestly, it's been one of the biggest sources of contention between my twin sister and I, who live together in a little apartment in New York City, as all apartments in New York are, if you are not a gazillionaire. And wow, that sounded salty. Anyways, moving on. But
it's hard to live in the city.
It's so hard. Like, guys, for any of the listeners that are out there that are in New York, let's have a meetup. And instead of talking about diabetes, let's talk about rent. or both. But yeah, message us about that. I'm serious. I'm down for it. But I no longer have test strips in my wake. And my sister literally said something to me the other day. She was like, oh my God, Em, I haven't seen any test strips lately. Like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, it's my new Sugar Medical case. And she's like, yes. So that for me.
A gift to all.
I know. I feel like I'm constantly plugging them. But like, it's a gift for everyone. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Enough with that. But, and this is all genuine, by the way, because, you know, like, it's just genuine. My other tied for love in my heart accessory is my Apple Watch. And I know that sounds hashtag privileged, because it is, and that's bad. But like, if you can get an Apple Watch, if you're like oscillating, going back and forth between getting one and not getting one, I highly recommend getting one, because not only is mine waterproof, which means I can wear it in, you know, the ocean. Well, probably shouldn't be wearing it in the ocean. Don't want to attract anything. But I can wear it in the pool, in the shower, when I'm, you know, get caught in a downpour in the middle of New York, because sometimes it just randomly decides to monsoon, even though I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I know all about rain, but rain in New York is really a whole different thing because it's terrifying. Anyways, deep breaths, Emily. But my
That was strong.
That was intense. My Apple Watch, it's actually, for some people, this might not be a good recommendation, but for me, who likes to constantly know where I'm at, where, you know, without having to whip out my phone and, you know, have a big to-do about trying to figure out what my sugars are, I literally just turn my wrist and look at the bottom of my Apple Watch face like I am right now, and it says I'm 145, and that's that, and I can move on with my day. Before my Apple Watch, I was constantly whipping out my cell phone, and which would be an issue at work because my boss would always be like, why are you texting? And I'd be like, I'm not, I'm checking my blood sugar. Which is very similar to an episode of ours from back in the day. Remember I Beep at Work, Christy?
Yes.
One of my favorite episodes.
One of my favorite episode titles, for darn sure.
Same. And then also reminds me of Damn It, Grandma, I'm Diabetic, which is another one of my favorite titles. And that still relates, because my grandma thought that my Omnipod was a BlackBerry and continued to yell at me at the dinner table for always texting. And I'm like, it's called diabetes, Grandma. Yeah, she understood. She got it then. It's really funny. Anyways, so Apple Watch for sure in my top. Sugar Medical for sure in my top. And we'll post pictures of all these things on our website and link to them, like a little bit of our favorite things type of situation. Oh my god!
So everyone can see my nerdy little lunchbox, but whatever, I like it.
No, it's fresh. People are gonna want that lunchbox, Christy. I'm telling you. I want it.
I don't know what the brand is, but you know, I think some diabetes accessories that you wouldn't think of as diabetes accessories, but they kind of function like them. I have actually had a lot of fun, and I know that I complained about this in a previous episode, and I want to take it back because it led me to one of my best purchases ever, is, you know, kind of working with your diabetes a little bit, because I think I mentioned I was getting ready to go to a wedding. I haven't gone yet, very excited, but it's coming up later in May, and, you know, one of the biggest problems that I have with dresses, which are just about my favorite thing to wear in the summertime, is that a lot of them don't have pockets, which means every time that I don't want to be carrying something, you know, I can't necessarily walk away or, you know, take a walk around the block without bringing a bag with me. So, twofold praise here. I did find a dress, and I was attracted to it because it had the pockets, it was a pretty color and all, but you know, I loved the idea of the pocket so much that I was like, you know what, I'm just going to get this and call it a day. I got this dress from ModCloth. It is red. I'm in love with it. Like, I got it just for the pockets, but I think it's absolutely fabulous. And then I ended up getting a bag from Amazon as well, because I was like, I need an over-the-shoulder bag that's kind of on, you know, looks a little bit nicer, because I beat up my over-the-shoulder bags because I use them all the time, and you know, I throw them on whatever surface I need to get on with my day, which is often just, like, grass and dirt in the summertime.
So, mine's literally fraying, my bag, like, on in the shoulders. I've had it for, like, not even 7 months.
But you don't want to give it up, because I have a couple of bags now, and this is what I mean with working with your diabetes. You can have some fun with it. I have, like, 3 or 4 over-the-shoulder bags at this point, and I got them because they were large enough to fit, you know, a standard couple of juice boxes, pen, as in insulin pens, my meter, like, all of that good stuff. Don't fight it. Don't be like, oh, I wish I could just have a smaller bag. Like, get a bag that's the right size, but, you know, get something cute and fun that you want to carry, and that it's not such a burden to reach for every time you need to pack, and you need to pack with, you know, your necessary medical equipment in mind. You know, it doesn't mean you have to get something ugly, just get the right size and get something you like.
Yes. And this kind of brings me to something that's like not a favorite accessory, more of like my complaint, because I feel like a lot of our listeners will really be able to understand the struggles of this. But how hard is it for all of my, you know, Omnipod fit like fellow users and other insulin pumpers to find a bag that fits all of our diabetes stuff? Like, I can't.
I found a good one. You can do it. I really believe in you.
No, that's like not a tote bag. Like, there's so many cute bags out there that are, you know, I was so into that whole trend where it's like a mini bag, you know, where all you can do is fit your phone and your wallet basically and your keys. I would love to not have to be lugging stuff around on my shoulder when I go out with my friends on the weekends and, you know, dance my little heart out, but then I have like an extra 10-pound bag on my shoulder because I've done that,
especially like on nights out backup. If you're at a bar, yeah, or something, you
exactly
need juice.
I'm gonna go low. I need my shugs, you know, like I need my juice, I need my Skittles, I need backups of everything, I need my backup pod just in case mine fails. I need my glucagon because I'm neurotic and scared of everything, and I just need this stuff. And I gotta say that there are plenty of bags out there within the diabetes world that, you know, cater to that, and that's great. But I'm just talking about like there's just gotta be more, just in general. There's gotta be more. And Sugar Medical has a lot of great stuff that is very specific to that, but it's also one of those things that's like, I'm just want to complain about how much stuff we have to carry. It doesn't really have to do with the bag. I'm just complaining that my bag's always heavy. That's the moral of that. I just wanted to complain. Now that I got that out of the way.
No, I mean, I think just given the theme of the episode, I think something that just goes along with diabetes, and I think we're being very generous referring to all of this stuff as accessories, but there's just a lot of stuff that we have to have with us. And you know, I am guilty of like, if I need to run to the food store, there is a grocery right down the street here. I don't necessarily bring everything I could possibly need to go do like a 20-minute food shop, especially if I ate recently and I'm feeling fine.
Yeah,
but that's, see, I'm like, scared. When you pack for a weekend, like, am I crazy? When I'm packing for a weekend, I set like 20 minutes aside to pick out my clothes, and then I set aside like another 20 minutes to make sure that I have everything I could need, backups for everything I could need.
You're not crazy. I do the same thing. And I'm like, okay, do I have stuff for the plane in case I go low? Do I have a backup pump in case, you know, my backup pump doesn't work, you know, which has happened to me before. My backup insulin, back in December, my backup insulin had gone bad. And
that's my hell. That's like the stuff of nightmares for me.
Yeah. So luckily I had brought two extra vials instead of like the usual, just one. And honestly, like, blessed. My blood sugar was so high and I thought it was just my pod, and I changed my pod. And then I don't even know how high my ketones were because I was on a road trip, and my blood sugar was above like 330, I think, for like 6 hours. And
oh, that sounds like headache. That sounds like such a headache. I'm so sorry this happened.
This is stressing.
This is stressing me out to hear about, because you know, it actually, I always travel with like a backup pen. Like, so I always have a backup Lantus and a backup Novolog, because I've needed them. I think the last time I was, it was the last time I was in New Jersey, my Novolog went bad, and I was so glad that I had the extra. But because the pen that went bad, unfortunately, was a newer pen, I was telling myself as I was packing, like, oh my God, you so do not need to bring a backup pen, because there's no way that you're going to go through that much insulin. Like, this is so silly, but I was so glad that I did it.
Yeah, you think this, like, I thought the same thing, and then I was like, thank the good Lord that I am this crazy, because I would have been shit out of luck had I not, you know, crazy. No,
but that's, you have to have an accessory that can hold all of your accessories, which is why I think it was a little bit of a relief for me to get this bag from Sugar Medical, so I could combo the insulin and the meter, because really, having the two different bags for so long, it just
that's
felt
a huge
it
game
felt
changer for
it
you.
Felt like more somehow. You know, even though size-wise, probably the original little meter kit and the makeshift, I think it's supposed to be like a little makeup bag, but I use it for, or used to use it for like my insulin needles and stuff. You know, size and weight-wise, it's probably similar, but just having to pack up one entity when I leave the house, it's a little bit easier.
I totally agree. And there's also, they have a special travel case too, which you should probably check out because it seems like it would be right up your alley.
I know. I probably should for summer, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Because I have trips. I have back-to-back weekends away. Like, I really need to make sure that I'm stocked on supplies. This is a personal thought as I'm just going through this.
It's okay. I'm here to make sure that you remember that.
If I say these things out loud, there's just a better chance. I mean, I have my, like, annual appointment in mid-June, which is good because I have so much traveling to do in July, so.
The struggle is real.
Good timing. I think I'm cutting that close, though. That appointment kept getting pushed back by the doctor, not me, but.
I mean, that's annoying. We've all been there, though. But just wanted to also plug that we have a discount code for all of our listeners for Sugar Medical. So definitely use it towards one of those travel cases, Christy. It's Pinker's Pals 15, and I'll post it online and on Instagram again. But just to round out a few of my other favorite things real quick, I do want to wrap up soon. I feel like I spent a lot of time going on a tangent about how much stuff we have to carry. But, you know, if this is real, this is me, this is how I feel, everyone. So sorry, not sorry. I'm still bitter about it. I really want a cute small bag. Anyways. Like, small as in, like, just, I just want to be able to leave my house and carry my wallet. So basically, I'm just complaining about diabetes. Okay, I say this every time. I'm moving on. I love my Gentile. It's quite pricey. Miriam and I did a little Pancreas Pal diabetes situation, went in 2-for-1 type of situation back during the holidays. And I have to say that being able to use my hands instead of my fingers or even my arms and legs is such a game changer. I'm a writer. I type all day. I take notes all day, like, with my hands. And it's so, I recently had to switch back because I'm waiting on a replacement part for my Gentile. I accidentally lost my nozzle part. It's like a whole thing, but I've gone back to pricking my fingers, and I really hope no one from my office is listening to this because I'm still new, but I pricked my finger and I looked down like a few minutes later and there's like blood on my keyboard at work. And I was like, this is a moment. We've all been there. Yeah, I'm sure we've all been there, but I really missed my Gentile because I never had it on my fingers when that was the situation. So I wasn't like getting it all over the place. But yeah, definitely recommend that. And you get to, like, it comes with stickers because I'm sure it's being marketed to a certain age group, you know, that doesn't want to feel pain, which should be every age group. No one wants to feel pain. But I decorated mine with, like, unicorns.
It's a universal.
Yeah, true. As soon as I said it. The reason why I said age group is because, like, not to pigeonhole unicorns because they're magical beasts. And honestly, like, you can be an adult and love them, but I decorated mine with unicorns and everything, and I was like, oh my god, I'm such an adult, and it looks very juvenile, but I love it. I'll post a picture of it. But what else? Oh, we were also talking to Miriam about this because, you know, I can't go 5 minutes without mentioning her, but she brought up a good point that for everyone that doesn't have an Omnipod, that isn't, you know, tubeless in any way, shape, or form with their management, and also isn't on MDMI, multiple daily injections, like Christy, it can be a problem to find something to hold up your pump when it can't be clipped onto pants or something like that. She recommends that there are plenty of companies out there that make, you know, little garters, little shorts that have little pockets that can go under dresses and skirts and stuff like that, so you don't have to worry about that. I know specifically in the athletic sphere, there's Speed Belt, which looks pretty dope, and you can also use something like that to, it's like almost like a mini fanny pack situation, just wear under something or over something if you want to rock it. But yeah, so Christy, is there anything else you wanted to add about our favorite things?
No, I mean, I think, again, just try to get accessories that you actually like and you won't resent using, because chances are you will find your favorite over-the-shoulder bag or, you know, your favorite carrying case. Just don't hate it because you're going to have to use it a lot. So true. I'd say be picky, even with stuff like medical IDs. Like I said, my mom really splurged for the rose gold because I'm a millennial. But I do. I like putting it on. Not only do I not mind it, I like it. So just be comfy with the stuff that you are carrying with you, because if you absolutely hate this fat over the shoulder bag that you're always using, you know, dump it and just treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
That's a life rule.
It is a life rule. We learned that from Parks and Recreation and also from living our best lives, which we're still trying to do.
Attempting. So
that does it for another episode. We are nearing the end of the season, guys. Crazy. Write into us. Let us know what you want to hear. If it doesn't make it on this season, we'll be sure to put it on next season. But follow us on Instagram at @pancreas_pals. Follow us on Facebook at @pancreaspalspp. Be sure to check out Sugar Medical. Go to their website, sugarmedical.com. Thanks again to them for giving us that discount code for all of you guys, all of our pals. And yeah, we really hope everyone has a great rest of their week, and we will see you again soon, or hear you again soon. You'll hear us again soon.
We'll talk at you again soon.
Yeah. Love a good talk adding. It's my fave.
That was an awful word of phrase that. All right. Cut me off. I hate that.
Sorry. Let me live my life. Okay. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.